There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Hi.
It's a weekend. How are you doing? It's Friday.
Fabulous.
You excited? We are. But you know what? I don't know what TJ Holmes is doing this weekend. Maybe thinking about, will I have a job in the future?
Yeah, especially because now the tabloids are saying that he had a months-long affair with an intern at the office. In fact, now, again, these are a bunch of unverified allegations, and they appear in such publications as the Daily Mail.
Oh, God.
And Page Six.
Okay.
And, things apparently got sexual in the office.
In the office?
Yeah.
Like, they did allegedly, things in the office.
Allegedly, supposedly. It says the informant went on to allege that the first time the pair's relationship got, quote, sexual, it was in the office only a couple of hours before he was set to go on the air.
Oh,
an insider claimed that they had had sex, and apparently the person involved said she was confused afterwards as to what it meant. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe, like, what the relationship meant?
Of course.
Well, also, if any of that is true, you begin to understand why these two are still off the air. By that, I mean TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. Which you've got to think that there's something going on, right? Like, because why would ABC take this long? They've been off the air now since what? Gosh, was it December?
Was it even November?
Oh gosh.
Oh no. Boy.
Okay, so I'm gonna look, but
I
don't see. I don't remember
this
the actual
is
date.
The
but
situation,
my point is,
so these interns, there could be one or more.
Well, this is not the first time we've heard that he had a relationship with an intern, so I don't think this is the same person.
But when, especially if you're a younger person, you know, you tend to not see things as like, this is just a hookup.
Yeah.
You know, and you hope for more. That happens in your 40s.
It was,
I mean,
November,
come on.
By the way.
Okay. So, you know, it's understandable. This person was like, I thought we were going to have a relationship. You always hope, even though you think it's, you know, okay, well, I know this isn't a traditional way to date someone, but. And I hate people that would go, well, you're stupid. Why did you think it was going to go anywhere? He might have said something like, hey, I'm going to get divorced, or you know what I'm saying?
Well, and I'm super naive because to me, things like this don't happen, right? Like, no, like somebody would have sex with an intern at their workplace. Like what? Right? Like I understand that the way I move through the world may not be the same way that other people move through the world. But to me, I never in a million years would I think that there was anything appropriate about that. And you wonder, somebody at that level, that profile,
why would you risk your career?
Right?
That is very high profile.
Again, we don't know if this is true. Now, the relationship between him and Amy Robach enough would, I would be so consumed with thinking, like, is this a good idea? We're both on the air on the same show. Should we be doing this? And if we are, should we be upfront, transparent and opaque, or transparent about this relationship, right? And they weren't, by all accounts, yet they were willing to be seen in public at a time when they were not completely divorced or separated from their actual spouses.
No.
So these are people obviously willing to engage in that kind of behavior, which just would seem problematic at the outset. I don't know. But again, I'm naive. What do I know?
Yeah. And, you know, they're both off the air. So it would be weird if they just bought, because Amy.
Yeah. Why is she still off the air?
She's off the air also, because they probably think it would be weird and telling if they just brought Amy back. Then everyone would be talking about TJ's in trouble.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just trying to protect.
Or maybe she was involved in something. We don't know. Or maybe that they're. Here's the other thing we don't know about Amy Robach and TJ Holmes and their alleged relationship. I don't know what that ran afoul of, meaning, was there an obligation for them to not be in a relationship in the workplace?
Right.
Right.
If they were, we just don't know the morality clauses of ABC.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
But like, if it's just between them and their relationship.
Yeah.
What does ABC need to figure out that they haven't been able to since November?
Right. And I know that ABC made a statement about what they did is not actually against our policy.
Yeah. At first, they seemed to say that they weren't going to, you know, like there was no consequence for these two.
Right? I mean, right. They had them back on the air on Monday morning and they were like, how was your weekend? I mean, they're really kind of like.
And then they were gone.
Right. They were very smiley and just like, oh, boy, this is awkward. But I don't think they knew, you know, how people would react to that. And they just had to think about it for a minute. And they've been thinking for a while.
The other story that I saw, oh, gosh, I think this was probably last week or the week before. The weeks in January all run together. Frankly, we don't know. What was I going to say? Oh, we think that they have lawyered up. There were reports from TMZ that they've hired lawyers. I think it was TMZ or it could have been Page Six, that they were both lawyering up in case ABC was trying to bring some action against them. Because even if they did run afoul of the morality clause or whatever it is, you would imagine they are not just going to go quietly. Right.
Yeah.
Because they are going to advocate for themselves. And this is a very high profile and very lucrative job. And if you're seen to be removed from it, that would damage your reputation.
I mean, they'll probably get some type of if they are asked to leave, they will be asked to resign. And then there'll be some type of a severance package that they will get.
OK,
just like Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
You know, was paid out the millions of dollars that they gave him to go away.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I mean, because can they continue their career? Would someone else hire them?
First of all, let me ask you, would you be bothered at all if two people were on the air and in a relationship together?
Would I be like if I worked
as a viewer, number one, just as a basic viewer? Like, are you less inclined to watch people if they're in a relationship together?
No.
Yeah.
I
don't understand.
I mean,
what
I'd
the
be like, oh,
is.
Yeah, I know they're shagging each other.
Now, if they had an affair, that's on them.
Thank you, Austin Powers, for that term.
Thank you, Austin. I just don't feel like, does anybody really care about that? Yeah, like, I guess, you know, that's between them and their relationships, right? Like, I don't need to, but I don't know, am I being naive?
No, I don't think you're
being. That's why I feel like
naive.
There's something else.
But I also can admit that I've been doing morning shows for 22 years.
And
I don't watch it. I don't watch TV morning shows.
I thought you were going to give me some dirt on some morning show shenanigans.
No. Oh, my God, no. But, like, I'm not an audience member. I never have been. And I don't in my
But you
leisure
watch
time.
TV. I'm saying, like, if you watch two people, you watch the news.
Uh-huh.
You know?
But the morning news. Mm. Who's their target? It's all about who the target is.
I see what you're
saying. And does the target care about this?
Yeah.
And I
like
would
if you have the eyeballs in the morning going, oh, those two are naughty.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it's people over like women 35 to 54.
Okay.
Because they usually break it down like that.
A lot of my talk listeners.
Yeah. So do you care that Amy Robach and TJ Holmes had an affair, would you still watch the show?
Yeah.
I think people would watch it more.
I do too. I kind of feel like the fact that you know that there is a chemistry there that's genuine lends credibility to that relationship.
Right. So whenever they're joking around with each other, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
They're serious. They really
do
like each other.
Oh, God. You probably have those two guys too that are
I think
watching.
It's always would be on the watcher's mind. Constantly.
Yeah, I guess it just comes down to.
And ABC just probably thinks it's distracting.
Just think about all the people that are on television and all of the horrible things people say.
Yeah.
And the things that they do that are still allowed to say and do those things. Mm-hmm. And these two, yeah, I mean, they shouldn't be cheating on their spouses. But we don't know what their spouses knew or didn't know.
Does it impede them doing their job in any way? I think that's the most important thing.
And I could understand maybe they say, like, look, we're not going to put you guys together for a while. I don't know. That doesn't seem like a good idea either, because then it's just acknowledging that there's an issue. So I don't know. Maybe, again, this is why I am not a television executive.
And, you know, if they are in the taking the place of someone else, like, let's say they do find a place for these two separately. who are they replacing and how did they feel about it? Or who gets to move into the spot that
that's
they were
true.
In? Maybe they don't want that for their career. Maybe it's a step down or, you know, or just like you're forcing people into situations because these people behaved badly.
To your point, people would say, like, I didn't run afoul of the morals clause. Where's my job?
Right.
Right. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. All right. More shall be revealed when we come back. Dawn, you've got some things that Dakota Johnson has said that were rather hilarious at the expense of one Armie Hammer. Am I right?
Yes, that's true.
All right. We'll listen to them when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
I'm writing a song.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Hi.
It's Friday, and the Sundance Film Festival is going on. Dakota Johnson made an appearance, and she was celebrating a director, and that director's name is Luca, let's see, he directed Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, okay.
She's also been in some of his films as well.
Mm-hmm.
Luca Guadagnino.
Sure.
Sorry if I mispronounced that.
Yeah.
But she was there he was getting the Icon Award. And this was at the annual Taste of Sundance dinner last
Sounds
night.
Sounds fancy.
Yes. And so she has, it's her friend. She's collaborated with him and they gave him this award. So she was on stage and she was talking about him and his films. And let's just roll the clip. She has some pretty funny jokes.
Oh, okay, good. Let's listen.
It was here at Sundance in 2017 that audiences experienced a film that is uniquely characterized by Luca's iconic approach to storytelling, the vision and the style that is Call Me By Your Name. Sadly, I wasn't in that one. It was unfortunate. Luca had asked me to play the role of the peach, but our schedules conflicted. And thank God, though, because then I would have been another woman that Armie Hammer had tried to eat.
Oh!
It's been 5 years since that film premiered here, and Luca hasn't stopped taking us to exciting places. Who knew cannibalism was so popular?
Okay. So the reason why she said that is because he has a film called Bones and All. Timothy Chalamet is also in this film, and it's about two lovers and somehow their love of cannibalism.
Oh, God! I don't need to watch that.
I just need to look up when he made the film, when the news came out about Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
And whether or not it was after that news came out that he decided to make this film.
Maybe that's like a secret cannibal club.
I don't know, but it's a weird connection, isn't it?
I also love that she just totally went there.
I know. She took such a risk and it was like,
oh, it's not risky now because Armie Hammer is on the list of people that, you know, persona non grata in Hollywood right now.
Right. So I just have a little bit more respect for Dakota Johnson.
Well, she comes from a, you know.
She's a Nepo baby.
She's a talk. I mean, she comes from a family of people who aren't afraid to say things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put it that way.
Yes. Have you ever wanted, I've always wanted to go to the Sundance Film Festival.
Not, I mean, what do you get? Because here's what I would drive me nuts is like a bunch of like executives who really enjoy the smell of their own brand.
Oh, sure.
You know? Seems very like it would be very inside Hollywood. I think the fun parts would be seeing all the movies and the stars, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you get to watch movies?
You do. So for a mere $750.
Wow.
There's a package that is.
It's a big package.
You get 10 tickets to in-person screenings and ensure a seat at your favorite film with early access to ticket selections before single film ticket sales go public. So you get. Now that is sold out. Obviously, it's going on.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
And now, so all of these are sold out, but for next year.
I'm not really spending $700.
How about $650?
For what?
Okay, you get... Oh, that's a special to all Utah residents.
Oh.
You get 10 tickets in person screenings for the festival.
I can't be moving to Utah for that privilege.
They get early access as well. Okay. And then you
can you just onesie twosie?
What is that?
You know, you just show up and you watch one or two films.
Yes.
I don't want to pay the full meal deal. I just want some a la carte opportunities. No?
Yeah. Probably.
Maybe one fancy party to just go to.
Here you go. Single film ticket in person, $25.
Okay. I could do that. Although I imagine hotels are really expensive.
Oh, this would be a very expensive trip.
See, I want to do so many things in life, and then you start telling me how complicated it's going to be, and I don't want to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll just watch the movie on my couch.
That is right.
I'll do a Sundance.
Yes.
Sundance in my living room.
You know what would be awkward and something I would not enjoy?
What?
Because this apparently happens at the Cannes Film Festival as well.
I would
as
go
Sundance.
To Cannes because let me just tell you, all the celebrity yachting that's going on, I would be on a yacht quicker than...
You'd have some binocs looking at the yacht.
Well, I'd want to be on it
with
my little notepad.
And you'd be looking at other yachts, too. I'll get you a spyglass.
Exactly. With my snorkel gear, and I'll just like...
Oh, my God.
That's what we should do, Dawn.
An underwater
camera. We should plan to go to Cannes. Now, we're not getting on any of these yachts, but we could maybe rent like a tourist boat, like a snorkel trip.
I'm not doing that.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, you can stay on the boat.
Okay.
Can you at least do that?
I can. Through therapy, I've have to.
Okay. And drugs. We can heavily medicate you.
Yes, I do have to be medicated.
Okay. I just want to get us close to those celebrity yachts.
You'll scuba. I don't want to look.
I'm not scubaing. I'm snorkeling. Okay, maybe snuba.
Snuba? What's
Have you ever
that?
Done snuba?
No, I won't. But what is it?
Snuba? Well, I've never done it. But snuba is like the halfway between snorkel and scuba.
Oh, that's weird.
So you have like this big...
How it got the name.
It'd be weird if it was like, no, actually, it's... No. It's like this big thing you wear on your head that kind of gives you the like breathing oxygen experience.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have the actual... like mouthpiece, and you don't need to do all that. You kind of just like walk around with this big thing
on your
head.
A bubble on your head?
Basically.
Okay.
Basically.
And you just breathe your own
air.
And
so you can
in
like walk through, you know, like,
what is this? It sounds like 20,000 leagues under the sea.
It's very like, 20,000 leagues.
Does it have like a, is it made of copper and it has like a cross in the middle
of
the...
Yeah, giant iron hat that you must wear.
Gosh.
No, but essentially it allows you to be down there for longer. So, you know, when you're snorkeling, you have to float on the top.
Oh, we have to stop talking about this. I just got an image of that thing filling with water and you can't get up
to
the surface.
Okay, so...
Go away.
So I want to scuba, and I've thought it so many times of learning how to do it, but I just get scared every time because I know they're going to want me to go into deep, dark water.
I hate it. Don't do it.
So
please, don't do it for me.
I can't do that. Have you ever snorkeled?
Hell no.
Not even snorkeling. Snorkeling is on the top. You can do shallow water snorkeling.
I have chills all the way up and down my back now. Just you saying
even
snorkeling.
Even being like at the beach?
No, I do go in the water at the beach up
to
like my
there.
Knees. I know that sharks come up that low, but I don't like, I don't get into the water where I'm like into my waist or anything like that.
Really?
But I do like the beach.
Not even the waist high water?
If the waves come up and hit me on the waist, that's fine. But I don't want to be out there in that depth. No.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
My goal is to get you like... on a boat. I don't know why I want to.
I've been on boats.
I know, but to like be on a boat and have fun.
Okay.
With celebrities.
Oh, well, fine.
In Cannes.
Okay.
All right. When we come back, Brittany's got another interesting Instagram post, and Dawn's going to tell us all about it right here on My Talk 107.1.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Brittany, you know, we have voted her in the My Talk Awards as the best reality show is her Instagram, right?
Yes, exactly. And we selected her, nominated her as our most valuable celebrity, or at least she was on our list of the three. I don't know, remember, by the way, mytalk1071.com, if she was our final pick.
Well, we need to go back and change her name to River Red, because that's what she has called herself now. She's River now Red? River Red, and her profile has some interesting things on it.
Are you kidding?
Again. Oh, she deleted it.
Of course, you know what? She did, Dawn.
She did, but I screenshotted it.
Pew, pew.
The reason why it's called River Red is because she mentions it in a post she put up last night, which was up for at least 12 hours, I would think. So it was a picture of what I think is Mars.
It does look like the planet Mars.
Okay. So it's the planet Mars. It's a beautiful photo. It says, a bright one. Easy does it. Thank you, childhood friend. I found my ball. Don't underestimate the power of purity. I see right through it all. It has liquid and is wet. It's what? Playful and has mass. I changed my name to River Red. The fire emoji, oh, is where it illuminates light. To stare at it and jumped right in with no fear at all. S. Now okay. I have to find my fork.
Okay, you had me until fork. Oddly, I kind of want somebody to set this to music for the planet Mars. It is very lyrical.
Uh-huh.
I was feeling it. Okay. I was getting into it.
I could until do a Britney voice and then...
I don't know. Try. Then it's going to seem like Sexy Baby.
Sexy Baby. Well, I mean.
Okay. Do you want some music for it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hold on. Let me find you some music here. What would Britney on Mars be? Let's see.
A bright one. Easy does it. Thank you, childhood friend. I found my ball. Don't underestimate the power of purity. I see right through it all. It has liquid and is wet. It's playful and has mass. I changed my name to River Red. The fire is where it illuminates. To stare at it and jump right in with no fear at all. S. Now I have to find my fork.
Again, you have me to the fork. I don't get what that is. Does any of this make sense to you?
I don't get what any of it means.
It kind of is giving me Mars vibes, though. Red, fire, river. You know, because there's like rivers on Mars. That's what people thought were like alien roads.
But what is, I found my ball.
Well, it's a ball. Like when you look at it up in the sky, it's a red ball.
Thank you, childhood friend. I found my ball.
Well, maybe her childhood friend was a red rubber ball. And now when she looks up into the night sky and sees Mars, she thinks, there's my toy.
There's my toy. Don't underestimate the power of purity. What's that?
Because the ancient Etruscans were really loved Mars as a symbol of purity.
Okay, and then I see right through it all. It has liquid and is wet.
She is saying, I've been to Mars, and despite what science is currently telling you, Mars is wet and has water.
It's playful and has mass. It's playful.
Well, because it moves.
Okay.
And it does have mass.
Yes.
Because Einstein told us that Mars equals mass when hit by an outside force. I don't know. Dawn, I have no idea. I'm trying my hardest.
That's why I screenshotted this, because I thought you would know, since you're more of a Britney aficionado.
No, you know, but see, here's the joy. And like, I can't, I don't know. Do you do this? It's like, on the one hand, I go, is this genius?
Right.
Or is this just
is it a code that we're supposed to break?
Right.
Or is it just the mental musings of somebody that's been drugged a lot in their life? And, you know,
I mean, okay, now you're actually onto something. I just think that she is still in a place. She's evolving. She's coming off of 14 years of being held captive and basically, you know, her body and inside her mind through drugs and this conservatorship. So you're probably actually more correct. It's hard for me because the media wants me to think she's crazy, and that's how she's always portrayed. So I have to fight against that. And that's why I go, well, okay, what is she trying to say?
Yeah.
And I really don't know.
I don't
know. Especially,
I
mean, when you got to the fork.
Uh-huh. I mean, she did actually have some semblance of...
And then I just wonder half the time if she posts stuff because she knows people are going to be like, what?
Is it just a joke to her? She's like, I'm going to put some really weird stuff that doesn't make sense.
Well, because she got thoughtful. Talking. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Britney's Instagram. She did get thoughtful in the Instagram stories. Remember how she posted those pictures of her and Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Back when they were dating, mm-hmm, and they were doing like charity basketball throwing hoops,
right,
balls, whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she clarified in the stories, just to clarify my tattoo, because remember, then she took the Justin Timberlake photos down and then put up the video of her getting her tattoo, which she said was crappy and she needed to
tattoo
get it removed.
Tattoo time.
Just to clarify, she said in the stories, my tattoo had nothing to do with an ex in the past, Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
I simply did it because I wanted to. The pic with my ex is a time where there was less confusion on what it meant to be together. It is what it is.
See, that makes sense.
Kind of. Yeah, but
it does.
It's a plain statement
that I can follow.
Exactly.
There's also a post that she put up that's just a pink screen and it says, she's learning, I'm she. I wonder what attention feels like. And that she has those emojis that are like a thinking emoji.
Yeah.
Not the kind where you're on defense, but the kind where you learn to sink into your bones and love yourself.
Mm.
See? That's like, oh.
Yeah.
She's learning how to love herself again.
Yeah, I still think that we're in a better place with Britney, but I'm concerned about where we're going.
Exactly. Did you see the pancake one?
No, what's the pancake one?
Okay, there's it's a little
whoa. Okay,
so 90,000 likes. It's, yeah, it did really well.
There are no comments anyway, which I hate that she turned comments off, because a lot of times people in the comments will tell you what you're looking at. Like, they'll say, this is blobbity blue.
Yeah, this means this. This is Jamie Lynn. The pancake is her brother.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Okay.
But there's like a little elf, a little Dutch elf, pouring syrup onto a stack of pancakes.
That have some raspberries and blueberries.
Yeah.
She says, I watched Natural Born Killers this morning, and I got enlightened. And holy smokes, S-balls. I'm sure I brought a billion smiles to me looking like Shrek at a restaurant. Even my best friend couldn't wait to send it to me. They don't think twice because we're all natural born killers. I know the news is all hyped about me watching being a little drunk at a restaurant. It's like they'll be watching my every move. I'm so flattered they talk about me like a maniac, then have the balls to talk about all the negative things that happened in my past. Honestly, it would be safer for me to compliment this world and blanket up, because if I become a prophet and don't create history, we might have something, y'all. I'm just kidding, but it's all good thought. I know y'all are rooting for me.
And make sure you check out the shocking Shrek picture of me.
I was like, damn, that's horrific. Yet there were two pics where I was normal. Either way, honestly, I know nobody gives a blankety blank what I do. I'm just bored writing this paragraph like a damn idiot.
You know, oddly, that one made a lot of sense to me.
It did.
I don't know if I have just been in this world for too long, but that was all about her at the restaurant and how the media... She hates the photos that we post of her.
Oh, yeah. Because they take weird ones where her neck is all, you know, like we all have.
But I'm like, girl, every photo I've ever seen of me, I'm like, that's disgusting. Destroyed immediately.
Yes, of course.
So I can relate to that. So I think that to me makes sense. She's like, you're watching my every move. They're talking about me like a maniac, but then they have the bulls to talk about all the negative things. Like, can't you do the math? Like, of course you're going to think I'm acting crazy. Did you see how I've been treated for the last 14 years?
Yeah, and then you're mentioning it in the same article, probably.
Yeah.
But you're not saying, well, of course she's not the same person because she was tortured.
But also, for a person who writes so much on Instagram, where is the book? We were supposed to get a book this year. The book was supposed to be out this month.
Oh.
And she was supposed to have already, there were reports that this book was written. And then remember, there was a, quote, paper shortage.
What?
Yeah. So this book was going to come out.
Are you kidding?
And then in the fall, they said it's not coming out because there's a paper shortage.
They just need to get all those copies of spare that didn't sell. Yes, and then print it on the other side and you get a double book.
Exactly. Also, just read the audiobook, honey. We don't need paper. It's fine.
Here's the deal. I don't think she can put words together.
Well, like she's doing
she
it.
She needs, but
she'll
look
have a ghostwriter.
She needs a ghostwriter. She needs that guy who did Harry's spare book because he's fantastic.
Yeah.
He did Andre Agassi's. He spent 2 years with him in Vegas.
I'm just saying, I need to know where this book is.
It doesn't exist yet.
Because she's writing all this stuff on Instagram. Honey, let's put it in the book.
How about we just make a book of all of her Instagram posts?
Plus, she's right. Let's do it. It's probably we can't because of copyright, but I like where you're going.
Yeah.
I also don't know that it would tell us much. Maybe it would if we approached it in book form.
And then we could have some of her Uber fans. What are they called?
Britney-yaks?
Britney-yaks?
No. Britney-ites?
Pickle Spears.
Pickle Spears. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they would be able to decipher, and then we could have like a whole flow chart of what everything, like a glossary of what everything
means. Yeah, translate. It's kind of like Shakespeare, right? Like it truly is Shakespeare. On the one hand, like on the left-hand side, we get the post. Yeah. On the right-hand side, we get the translation.
Sure.
Or the modern English equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
Okay, well.
Let's do that.
Okay, I don't have time.
I don't either. I've got.
Actually, I have time. It's just not what I want to do with my time.
Well, then you shouldn't have come up with the idea.
Well.
When we come back, Mike has done the work.
Yeah.
And had the time to create a game for us to play. It's Games You Wrote.
Good job. What?
That was really presentational and didn't work. It's what? I don't know.
Game Show Roulette. Right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my friends at Hero. They've been keeping your warm. They've been keeping your home warm for the last 100 years. And this time of year, well, keeping your house warm is near the top of everyone's priority list. Obviously, if you don't have heat, that's an emergency. But good news, Hero can get you back in the heat so that you and your family are safe all winter long. But what if you have something else going on in your home that needs the attention of an expert? You know, you might have a room that doesn't get warm enough or another room that is too warm. Maybe you hear weird noises or smell something funky when your heater's running. Hopefully you don't, because that's not good. But if there is a problem in your home, all you have to do is call my friends at Hero. Callhero.com. They are the professionals. And when they come out, they'll fix the problem the first time and you won't need to have them out again. That's been every single experience we've had with Hero. When they come out to your home, whether it's heating, cooling, plumbing, electric, you name it, call Hero.com today. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
I can't tell you how.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Happy Friday.
Yay!
And it's that time where we play games with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yes, time for Game Show Roulette. And you guys know the drill. When it comes to Fridays, it's no longer head-to-head competitiveness. And
we come together.
God.
The hatred
I love
that you two normally
you're
have.
The best.
I love you.
I've seen a different side of you guys come out when it comes to these game shows. You just are ruthless.
It's rare.
Yeah. But, you know. You should see the fights after we get off the air. It's just brutal. But on Friday, we play games that are all about togetherness and about cooperativeness and being a team.
Just as the world should be.
Exactly. So let's spin that wheel and find out what we're playing.
What are we going to play?
On this Friday. Television City in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
It's the pyramid.
It's the $100,000 pyramid.
Yay. Oh, it's $100,000 today, huh?
Well, it's $100,000 BD bucks. I think that's what we were fictitiously calling our money. So
BD bucks.
There we go.
BD bucks.
Yeah.
BD bucks.
So you guys know the drill. My assistant is now running over some little sheets of paper for you to
thank you, assistant.
Clues on it for you. So what you do, and just to remind people, of course, listening at home, this is pyramid. So you guys are going to be doing the final pyramid chase, trying to work up that top of that pyramid.
Come on, Donna. I need to make some money for the weekend, girl.
There you go. You can't use your hands. You can't do any charades. You just want to give clues based on what you are seeing.
I was like, I can't use my hands to pick up the paper. No, you have to, I can use my teeth.
She looks at me like, what?
We're going to like mix it with Minute to Win It or something. It's going to be fun. So we'll see how that goes and make sure we get... Hugh in here to take video of it.
Okay.
But we are going to get started. Again, you have 60 seconds to get through all of these clues. So who's going to go first?
Ooh.
Go first, lady.
Okay, I will.
All right. So let's get the timer ready. Pick up that first one. It says number one. And go ahead and start describing your clue.
Gloves. Coat.
Mittens. Clothes. Clothing. Item of clothing.
This is going to be the time of year.
Oh, we can't do that. Oh, just keep describing things.
Winter.
Winter galoshes.
Clothes. There you go. You got a winter clothes next.
Sorry about that. I don't. Okay. Open wide.
Dentist.
Go ahead.
Okay. Brainerd.
Cities in Minnesota.
Thank you. Gosh, good. Mustard, mayonnaise,
condiments.
Ketchup. Yep. Okay. Oh my God, how much time do we have? Things that smell bad.
Wait, no, no. Keep going. Go to the next one.
Oh, God. Jesus. Parts of a.
What? Dawn.
She was derailed.
Start. Oh, keep going.
Okay. There's a little car. There's a track. There's a.
What did you do?
She just started reading pieces of paper.
You're not supposed to read the paper, girl.
I don't know what happens through these games. I just
you're
can't
a week
really...
off the drugs.
I just sometimes lose it. Not my normal nap time.
Okay.
For Dawn, 22 years.
That excuse cannot exist any longer.
Okay, I am dumb.
To be
how about
it?
That? I'm
to
stupid.
Win it. No, you're not stupid. But God,
I'm nervous that Lori and Julie are going to come in and yell at me because the studio isn't clean enough.
Oh, my God, with the lady.
Okay.
We're going to change the name of the game. It's going to be the $100,000 read things off of a piece of paper.
How many dollars did we get out of that, Bob?
Well, this is the final. You have to get all the way to the top.
I'm really bad.
No, you are not. Come on now. You're all right. You get anxious with the clock. It's okay.
I do get anxious. I hate the timer.
She just started picking up pieces of paper and reading them.
I forgot halfway through.
It wasn't halfway through. You're almost done. You only had two left to go.
We did pretty good up to that point.
You did really well, yes. Yeah. You still had 20 seconds. But
now you're going to redeem yourself, honey, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here
Remember,
we go.
We're playing for each, with each other
eyes.
Here.
Is that okay?
We're playing for each other.
Okay.
Yeah, you can close your eyes. That's fine. Ready? Go.
Mm-hmm.
Scrambled, over easy, hard boiled.
Wait, cakes.
Potatoes.
Starchy products.
A car... when it crashes, burgers,
you can pass and come back if you'd like.
I gotta pass on
that.
Meow,
things that a cat says,
Liberace Museum, casinos,
Las Vegas,
James Joyce. James Joyce.
Classical literature.
Shakespeare.
From the UK. Classical literature from the UK.
Prince Harry.
British writers.
I mean, it's just
close enough. It's just author.
Potatoes.
Oh my God.
Spuds. No, potatoes.
Bam!
I can't think of anything.
Crash.
What would you guys have said?
That's the thing. Mike after 12 beers.
Smash.
Boom.
Yes, you got there. Things that are smashed. Also, it was just authors, and I could the only author. I had James Joyce.
12. It was just authors. That's
it. Just authors.
Okay.
We got all of them except for the smash.
Was there one missing? There should have been one more. You only had patriotic things. Did you not see?
No, I don't have that.
Well, that might be in the mix for this next one. But
it's on the floor.
Oh, it fell.
Did you like the ones that I didn't say that I actually read? Do you remember what those were?
I do, yeah.
No, him.
Oh.
Do you remember?
No.
Okay, but you're holding maybe we up can do them.
Well, we have a whole other game, too. If you want to try one more time, Dawn, you can try to redeem yourself.
Let me redeem myself.
Dawn grab that one.
Dawn, you're going to do this. I'm not looking.
And again, take a deep breath, read it, and then describe.
I will say, you do have to, like, think.
Yeah, for sure. Thinking is usually a part of games.
Because every time I looked at it, I'd be like,
yeah.
All right. Consider smashed. That was hard.
Mm-hmm.
I told you guys, I made it a little bit harder this time around, because the first time it was way too easy. You just ran right through it. Let's see if you guys can redeem yourself. Okay. One last chance. Almost the weekend. Okay. Let's do this. Dawn, you ready?
Yep.
Go.
Popcorn. Juju. Bees.
Things you eat at the movie theater. Concessions. Music. Movie snacks.
The rain. The bathtub.
Water things.
Reread that one.
Well,
wet things that are wet.
Oh, we'll give it to you. Go ahead.
Okay. Your child, your pet, your loved one.
Things I love. Things in my house.
There's a meteor
things
coming.
I live with.
There's a meteor
the
coming.
Things I want to be with at the end of all times.
You have to make sure they're okay.
Things I.
There's a disaster.
Save.
What are you going
to
do?
Things I want to take with me at the end of the world.
You can pass.
Okay, pass. Posies.
Flowers.
Roses. Yeah. A ball. Mars.
Planets. Things that are round.
Yeah. Okay.
What if a covered car?
A covered car?
Shingled roof.
Things with a... top?
I got a top on.
Things that are shelter?
That's a little tough.
Yeah. Oh, that's, you're getting closer.
Yep.
You're
getting
things I'm closer. Inside of?
Your exposed skin.
Things.
You put on sunscreen.
There you go.
Things I protect.
There you go. Got it. Nice.
Yeah, that was next level.
Oh. And then one I didn't get to.
Yeah, words would start with A. That was actually done backwards. It would have been a little bit easier. I think if you went the other way, you would have gained some momentum. Because the first one are supposed to be super easy.
I started with six.
Yeah, it's okay. But that's
Dawn.
You made it hard on your guys' self, but you did still really well.
I did
I think how much money did we walk away with?
Well, again, you have to get to the top of the pyramid. So
we didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't win any.
I'll give you six BD bucks and this.
And our contestants will receive West Bend Stir Crazy Automatic Corn Popper. Stirs itself to give you a big corn popper. Popcorn.
We got $6 on a corn
six
popper.
$6 to buy some popcorn, and then you can pop it with your new corn popper.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I think we should just return it and spend the $6 on lottery tickets. What do you think?
Oh, gosh. Smart. I don't like to gamble.
Okay, well.
Can we not bring that topic up again, please?
I was going to say something, but I didn't.
I'm so glad you did, but you told us you were gonna, which means
love you,
Dawn.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for being with us, dear audience, all week long, even though it was a short week. It'll be a long week again. You're going to have 5 days to put up with the two of us from noon to three here on My Talk 107.1. Lori and Julia are just around the corner, and Dawn.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
I will.
And
be safe out there,
be
kids.
Be safe, drive safe, and stay warm. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye!
Bye! Bye.